The Signal Mountain Music Festival celebrates classical music and offers middle and high school students a chance to work with musicians, conductors, and the composer in residence to gather a deeper understanding of orchestral music. Barb Storm is the executive director of the Mountain Arts Community Center.
We started this 4 years ago when I took over being the director at the Mountain Arts Community Center on Signal Mountain. There's a great public interest in developing musicians. We've got a great rich music culture here in Chattanooga. It's wonderful. And the youth orchestra has been extremely supportive. This started because we felt there was a need for something that was a little more special in this area to give kids a shot in the arm, middle school, high school age kids, to give them a real good experience, a full week of playing in the summer that would enrich what they've done during the school year and at the youth orchestra. We've been very successful. We've been very happy with it. It's grown every year. We've added faculty, we've added new directors, and we've added the composer element to it, and it's just gone very well, so we're excited about it.
This is the third year that music director and conductor Joseph Lee has worked with the festival. How do you choose the music for this week-long event?
We have many different things for the kids to do each day. They participate in orchestra, they participate in chamber music, master classes. We have our incredible composer in residence that they all get to work with each day. And they do other things as well. The first year, I didn't know exactly what to expect, so I brought lots of music of different levels. But we have a lot of returning students, and those students get better and better every year. So I'm able to have a good idea of what the repertoire is going to be. We haven't had a rehearsal yet, but I know what we're going to perform on Friday night.
Composer in residence for the festival is internationally known and often works with young musicians. Robert J. Bradshaw is from Gloucester, Massachusetts, and returns to the Signal Mountain Music Festival.
I was composing long before I took professional commissions, but my first professional commission was in 89. I work all over the world. I've traveled as far away as Australia and Thailand for premieres and for commissions, and I do a lot of work all across the states.
Working with young musicians like this gives you an opportunity not only to be an influential composer in their musical career, but also to kind of see what's coming up in terms of young musicians. How often do you get a chance to work with youth?
All the time. I love working with Maestro Lee. This is one of my favorite parts of the year. But I'm also in residence with other youth orchestras, and I travel to all ages from preschool through doctoral level students. I continually brought to campuses to experiment with the kids and get them to know that they can express themselves through music. We live in a culture where when you go to kindergarten, for example, it's okay to paint, but no one ever says make up your own song. It's really important to me that we get out there and get creativity happening in music. Well, we're so tied to the written page and reading the music and playing it from that page. I want people to know that they can put those dots on the page and that other people can express music that way too.
Often a music education, at least in the high school levels, are, just as you said, learning to play the notes, not actually learning to fill in those dots on that score sheet. And that's not always easy. You can come up with a tune, perhaps, but transcribing that into a written form that someone else can then duplicate what you had in your mind is not always easy. Do the children pick up on that quickly?
Children don't know that something's hard. So if you present it in such a way that, yes, they can do it, you'd be shocked at how much they're capable of doing. They surprise me every single time. And it is true. Sometimes the language of music is difficult to learn and to write down, although in all of the seminars I've ever taught, we've been able to get to that point. But I also do a lot of other things, too. I work with software that allows students to express themselves without actually writing notes. I do a lot of work with colors and writing shapes and translating that into notes. And I'm currently working with some computer programmers in North Carolina to translate my ideas and people with autism's ideas into music that can be performed simultaneously on stage.
That sounds exciting.
It's all exciting.
One reason we continue to have Rob back and we're so excited about it is something he told me 3 years ago when he first started with us. He came up and he said, you know, most kids nowadays know that composers are just a bunch of dead guys. And he said, there are living composers right now in the classical music world, and he shares that with the kids. I think it's so exciting. He shares it in such a way that kids are not intimidated by composition. It's not necessarily this lofty collegiate course that you have to follow. He explains it in terms that they can understand, and I think he opens a whole world that they hadn't even thought of before.
It's amazing to me what Rob can get kids to do, and it's amazing what he can get them to do from the first day. We just came back from the Tennessee Valley Music Festival in Huntsville, and he had a composition class there, and kids were composing from day one, and by Thursday, they had a concert of their works. It's really, really extraordinary.
To you, Maestro, in terms of working with children, as a former band member myself, I know that you get your part, you learn your part, and you try and see where it fits with everyone else, but you really focus on your part. As a band librarian, I knew that there were all these other scores that came together. How do you teach that blend of voices that the instruments provide to a child that is maybe just learning to hear their own instrument within the swell?
You know, one of the things we focus on at the Signal Mountain Music Festival is chamber music. I think chamber music has a very integral part in any music education program, any music education summer camp, band program, orchestra program, you name it. And it's through the study of chamber music that the kids can understand what needs to happen in the large ensemble. When they are in a string quartet or in a trio or in a brass quintet, yes, they're focused on their part, but they're the only ones playing their part. Really, all the large ensemble is an extension of the chamber music. So I teach kids to listen like crazy. It's important, too, that the kids have music that's on the appropriate level. Imagine I gave them a Shostakovich chamber symphony. They would be so focused on their part that we would have a very difficult time putting that together because they're not able to digest all the information on the page and listen. But we're doing incredible music, pieces like the Vaughan Williams Concerto Grosso. We're going to do the Howard Hanson Rhythmic Variations on Two Ancient Hymns. We're playing the Janacek Suite for Strings. And a new piece by Rob Bradshaw, it's actually the Southeast premiere of a piece called Articles Northeast. It's music that is on the appropriate level so that they can not only digest the information on the page, but they can also learn to really and critically listen to what's going on around them so that they can fit right into the pocket.
So debuting a piece, do the children understand the significance of being the first to publicly perform?
Some do, because they work with other ensembles. But to be honest, even though that's a very important aspect of the performance itself, I downplay that. I want the idea of creating something new musically not to be such an occasion, but a regular everyday experience. Although premieres are very important in my career, because people judge you on the number of new pieces you're being asked to write. And they're very important for audiences because people like to hear something new. From my perspective, I would rather have the kids all just, oh, this is another piece on my stand. And whether it's something that was written 200 years ago or yesterday, that they have the same appreciation for it and the same respect for it. So that kind of takes that particular part out of it. Because also I've found that sometimes if you try really hard to impress that upon students, it brings in a stress level that's unnecessary. They feel, oh no, I don't want to do that. I want them to just enjoy it and say, this is music, it's all music.
I understand the concert is going to be both the faculty performing and then the entire ensemble.
We'll have the performance at Signal Mountain Middle High School Friday evening at 7:00. We'll have a reception afterwards so people can meet the kids. One other thing I want to say about the festival is we have an interesting component of students from Costa Rica. We have two directors from Costa Rica along with the students. The kids from Costa Rica are on scholarship, and they add a wonderful, colorful element to the festival.
I would like to mention the faculty for the Signal Mountain Music Festival. They come from this area and beyond. They bring their gifts, their talents, their knowledge of music to these kids. The students have their weekly teachers who are, of course, amazing too. I mean, Chattanooga is so rich in music and musicians. But we have a few folks from out of the area as well. We have Alex Ricks, who is actually new to this area. She's one of our violin teachers. Jorge Siliesar has come from Costa Rica. He's one of the chaperones for those students. And he's also conducting the Mountain Arts Chamber Orchestra, which is our second level orchestra. We have Samantha Lester, who comes to us from Rome, Georgia. She plays in the Rome Symphony and also in the Huntsville Symphony. Eric Reed is from this area. He plays principal cello in the Chattanooga Symphony, and we're very excited to have him for the first year. And Michael Ritling comes to us from the D.C. area. He is in the Maryland Symphony and principal bassist of the Huntsville Symphony, and he's at his first year here in Signal Mountain Music Festival.
The Signal Mountain Music Festival will culminate in a concert presenting faculty and youth ensemble performances on Friday evening, 7 p.m., at Signal Mountain Middle High School. For more information, visit the web at signalmountainmacc.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.